A longtime dream will finally become a reality this Saturday. Officials with the Westin Playhouse Theater Company will celebrate the grand opening of their $6.3 million second stage and community center. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
The new building is just off Route 100 on a five-acre parcel that, to be honest, is easy to miss.
It's tucked away. How cool is that?
Leslie Koenig is Westin Playhouse Theater Company's managing director. She says the decision to locate the new performance space on what was formerly the Walker family farm, just up the road from their white-columned playhouse, was carefully planned.
That means that you build a brand new building in Westin, Vermont. Yet you don't do anything to change the beauty of the place.
And it's behind two large silos.
It's behind two large silos, two barns, and a big house.
The wood siding, metal roof, and bucolic red coloring are all designed to complement the historic 19th century barn next door. But the new 8,000-square-foot building is anything but rustic. Inside, Koenig says it's state-of-the-art and can seat up to 150 people.
It's a gorgeous space. It's like a wooden jewel box.
Contractors were busy this week testing the new lighting and sound systems and installing sprung flooring designed to absorb the shock of dancers. Breadloaf builders Ryan Ahern, who supervised construction, says it's the most technically demanding project he's ever worked on.
So you have a theater where you have this intimate situation. The lights go down. You have this particular scene. You don't want to hear an actress or an actor in the back talking about their personal life or hear a plate smash or anything like that. So it's similar to building a hospital where you have to kind of contain certain areas. It would be like the theater would be our surgical room.
He says consultants help them fine-tune the acoustics and lighting.
The ceiling itself has multiple different angles. They're all set 5 degrees, 3 degrees, all to pitch the sound in a certain way. So the whole building is thought upon as like an acoustical, instrument.
Leslie Koenig says they've already been approached by a producer who thinks the new space would be an ideal soundstage for making films and commercials. She says their older 300-seat playhouse will still showcase larger productions during the summer. But Koenig says the Greek Revival building is too costly to use during the winter. She says the new Walker Farm Playhouse will provide a year-round, smaller, more flexible venue that will be available to the public when not in use by the theater company.
So you can imagine weddings, events, film series, reading series, anything can happen in there. And it's completely flexible. There's no one place the stage has to be. You can have no stage or you can have anything you want in there.
The public is invited to a grand opening Saturday at 2 p.m. that will offer tours of the new space, food, and entertainment. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Westin.
And a disclosure, Westin Playhouse is an underwriter of VPR.